in New York City, a career criminal, viciously targeting two NYPD officers, killing one, critically injuring another. Officer Jason Rivera was only 22 years old. Officer Wilbert Mora, he was only 27 years old. He's fighting for his life tonight. And according to reports, the deranged killer, quote, kept firing at the wounded cops even as they lay helplessly on the floor. A complete execution. Now, sadly, as we speak, cops all across the country, they're being targeted at an alarming rate, according to the FBI. Well, intentional police killings have now reached a 20-year high. 346 officers were shot in the line of duty in 2021 alone, another multi-year high. Meanwhile, ambush-style attacks against cops, that was up a whopping 115% over the previous year, and it's not just New York. On Sunday morning in Washington, D.C., an officer was rushed to the hospital after getting shot. On the same day in Houston, Texas, Corporal Charles Galloway was murdered during a, quote, routine traffic stop. There's no such thing. In city after city, violent crime is spiraling out of control. Carjackings, look at this, they're up by a whopping 510%. Now, downtown shootings in Chicago, wow, you think it can't get higher? They're already up a whopping 220%. California just recorded the most murders in 20 years. In 2021, at least 12 U.S. cities set a new record for murder. Why is it happening? Well, if you listen to the Democrats and propagandist Jen Psaki, guns are just magically floating through the air by themselves. The guns are the problem. The guns carjacking the cars. Anyway, they're terrorizing the communities, they say, all across the country. The reality is this. Defund, dismantle, no bail is all responsible for this major wave of violence. In city after city, police budgets have been slashed, including a $1 billion cut to the New York Police Department. Now, to make matters worse, you got far-left prosecutors. So they're stopped prosecuting crimes in the name of equality and equity. You have some jurisdictions now even eliminating bail for many crimes and turning jails into revolving doors and our streets into a violent free-for-all. Terrified by his radical base, Joe Biden is doing nothing to reduce crime. By the way, in many states now, you can just steal, as long as you don't steal up to $1,000, $950, you're only going to get a ticket. During the 2020 summer of violence, Joe Biden all but ignored all of the carnage. We had dozens of Americans dead, thousands of cops injured, billions in property damage, arson, looting. Kamala Harris actually promoted the bail fund to get violent criminals out of jail. She praised the LAPD police cuts, you know, protecting the peaceful, law-abiding Americans. Why don't we protect them?